Welcome to the pod. What now? The unrestricted show where we talk about this, that, and everything else with a focus on entrepreneurship and business. What do you think of the new intro music? I don't know. I'm screwing around. I'm just using this one, using that one. We'll see what sticks, right? We'll see what sticks. Today, I wanted to talk about, you know, marketing and what is working for you and your small business. Like, what is really, really, really working? I'll take your emails. You can just kind of send them through to, directly to my Garcia email, julio@garciamedia.ca. I mean, is Google working for you? Are you spending money on Google? What kind of content are you putting out there? Is blogging working for your business? Are you still advertising on the radio? Like, what kind of strategy are you using in British Columbia, in Vancouver, right now? Maybe it's a different strategy on the island than it is to the mainland. In fact, it probably most definitely would be. I've had a couple of people tell me, like, what are you even doing on the island? Well, I like it here. And it's just a ferry ride across the, you know, across the way. It's not that bad. Like, we still do business in Vancouver. It's not like we don't. But I'm curious because, like, I know what's working for me. And I love the new way, you know, I just feel like people are becoming much more educated about how to market themselves and grow their brands online. Definitely younger people coming through. I mean, some of our clients that we're signing now are, you know, well into their 60s and they're launching YouTube channels. So, you know, this is not going away. If you're going to do video, if you're going to do podcasting, you're going to, you know, you're going to do some sort of content to get your brand out there. Maybe you're going to do a podcast, which is what I'm hoping you would do. If you want to do one, by the way, in Parksville, just come and talk to us. We're on Memorial Avenue. You know, we'll work out a really cool deal. You can have the first one for free. Just come try out the studio. Come and have a look. I'm throwing on my podcast here. I've got some business podcasts. I've got some fun podcasts that we do, interviews and all kinds of cool stuff. But I don't want to go off point here. What kind of marketing is working for your business? Where are you putting your money? Are you just, like, you know, throwing and hoping? You know, like when you try and see if the spaghetti's ready and you flick it against the wall and see if it sticks or not. An old school way of doing it. Are you using the shotgun marketing approach? Where you're just, you know, you're doing a bit of everything and you're hoping that some of it sticks and your sales are sort of going up and it's kind of working and the website's updated every now and again. You're doing that kind of marketing? You got like a targeted campaign where you're targeting specific areas with short form ads and you're on YouTube and you're on Google and you're here and you're there and you got a team and you're... That's cool if you are. And if it's working for you, then good for you. Like, what is it costing you to get a customer? I'm finding that I'm getting a lot of traffic to my website. I'm getting a lot of people interacting with my blogs and kind of the content that I put out there, but it's not actually turning into dollars and cents. It's more about just having that awareness out there, right? Like having, like putting it out there, putting out some information, giving out some value, and then kind of hoping that some of it sticks, I guess, and that some money and value will come out of it. So what is working for you? And what are you going to continue to do? What do you wish you could do more of? Let us know. Okay? Julio@garciamedia.ca on the podcast. I probably should start an email for this podcast, shouldn't I? Is it unrestricted? Is it what now? I don't know. It's a bit of both. So I'll just call it the Unrestricted What Now podcast. I think having social media is cool. I think groups are awesome as well. But I'm seeing more and more of these irresistible offers that a lot of these guys talk about online, you know, where you feel stupid saying no. The offer is so good. It's like, you know, spend $5,000 with us. We guarantee you'll make $30,000 in 3 months. If you don't, we'll work with you for free until you do. Those sorts of offers. Where you go, well, shit, I mean, I can't lose. Like, I can't lose. So why wouldn't I take it? It's that kind of thing. And yet there are still people in the market that are saying no to offers like that. Why is that? Is it because you don't want to spend the $5,000 up front? It's that approach, right? Because they're trying to get money from you up front. Or they're saying you don't pay until you get results. And, like, what exactly are the results going to be? Because if the results don't turn out to be dollars and cents in my bank account, forget about the cents, yeah. Dollars in my bank account, more and more clients, then I'm not really interested. I've got this guy who's trying to sell me this package right now for these appointments. They're essentially appointment setters, but it works out to about $700 a week. Like $700 a week to have, you know, a room full of people making phone calls. Apparently they get you qualified appointments. Then it's up to you to go and see all of these people or communicate with these people. I'm not against it. I'd be happy to pay the money if those appointments are qualified. It's just a lot of money to pay to understand that they're more than likely going to be unqualified appointments and you're going to be disappointed. But that's 2 or 3 months down the road, and that's already $3,000 that you've thrown out of the window that I'd much rather spend on Google advertising. Because I like Google advertising. I think it's as targeted as it's going to get. They know everything about all of us, and I see immediate results on Google. Not in dollars, like I don't see more money in my bank account just yet, but I see definitely like an immediate growth in traffic to my website, like an immediate growth in everybody interacting with my blog that you can find on my website as well, garciamedia.ca. An immediate reaction. So let me know. I'd love to talk to people that are just being super successful online. Maybe it's even some of these guys that are offering these free services and saying, hey, we'll make you $30,000 in 3 months. Come show me. Come show me. We'll do a podcast. Heck, I'll do a video documentary on you. Personally, I'll foot the bill. If you can take me through the process and we can put it out there and we can show people how you are going to make me $30,000 in 3 months or work with me until I do. What if the product or the service that I sell is a giant turd and nobody wants it? What are you going to do then? You're still going to sell me $30,000 or work with me until you do? What if you have to work with me for the next 10 years because my product is so crap? There's got to be a disclaimer there somewhere, right? So these are the kinds of things that I'm sort of putting out there for today's podcast. You know, back to business. I'm going to have some really interesting guests down the road. I got a little conference that I'm joining in about 20 minutes or so. So I kind of keep you up to date with what's happening. But you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm there at Julio Garcia SA. I'm on Instagram at the same handle. Facebook, please, you know, like, share, all that fun stuff. I put this up on my old radio page, actually. It used to be called the Julio Garcia Show for a couple of different radio stations that I was at. It's just done like 5,000 people or whatever. And when I decided to start up a podcast on this side of the world, here in Vancouver, I just thought, you know what, let me see if I can still access the page. And I just changed the name to the Julio Garcia podcast. And I stick these up over there. So please like them, share them, listen to them, and send me your emails, man, and your DMs. I'd love to interview and have conversations with all of these people. I can Zoom you in. You don't have to come to the island. I can phone you. I can, you know, we have a technology. We have, you know, lots of buttons. Don't worry about it, okay? I can get you on any way that you can be on. I just can't hologram you in just yet, right? But yeah, that is it for now. Send me your emails and let's talk. All right, let's talk. We'll catch you on the next podcast. All right, this was recorded at VidPod Studios, of course, co-owned by Websites Made with Love and GarciaMedia.ca. We make podcasts and videos. Well, let's make yours. Come on, check it out.